Welcome to NACSW's Podcast of the Month. Our podcast program makes available 20-minute samples of recordings of a wide variety of NACSW presentations and discussions on topics of particular interest to Christians in social work. Our Podcast of the Month program features a new sample podcast every 30 days for your listening pleasure. In addition, you can access the full-length version of this and all NACSW podcasts at no cost simply by becoming a member of NACSW or by ordering a copy of this podcast at a reasonable cost on NACSW's online bookstore. We hope you enjoy today's sample podcast.
One of the things I really miss about our time together is our bedtime rituals. And we read a story every night, and in my very limited parenting experience, I think that that's one of the perks of being a parent. It's that you get to read all these stories that you never would engage before. And I think as a social worker, engaging narrative has always been a very powerful piece of what drew me into the profession. Surprisingly, it was not the salary, but it was the narratives. And one of the stories that I remember fondly reading with my son, when he was in his terrible twos, threes kind of stage that we read religiously, it was this book that where the protagonist is this imaginative little girl who, her name is Pinkalicious. And Pinkalicious, obviously her favorite color is
pink,
right? And so one day Pinkalicious and her mom are making cupcakes that are
pink.
Yes. And they make the cupcakes, and after an afternoon, after waking up for a nap, Pinkalicious asks her mom for a cupcake. And then she asks her mom for another cupcake. And then another. And finally, the mother tells her, if you eat too many, it's not a good thing, but she cannot help herself. She has to eat another. Right? And so finally, the mother, in utter desperation, delivers the clever line, you get what you get, and you don't get upset. And Pinkalicious, of course, has all kinds of feelings about that response. And when I read the book, I thought, what a fantastic retort to give my son when he asks for things or when things happen that are not planned, and he sort of has to go with it. You get what you get, and you don't get upset. And I'm sure that you can already see where this is going. I have amateur parent written all over the story, right? And I wish I could tell you that this clever line was successful in soothing all kinds of unsatiated cookie fits and bedtime standoffs, but as you probably already guessed, it wasn't that effective. And when I look back at my son's dissatisfaction at my response, his rejection to this little line seems quite understandable. Because the human experience for children and for grown-ups is that sometimes, many times, we get what we get, and we get very upset. And as adults, we are confronted with all sorts of uninvited getting. Some abusive caregivers, confrontation and unwanted experiences with discriminatory systems and institutions that devalue our beauty as image bearers of God. Hurricanes that destroy people's homes. There's an endless litany of ways that uninvited suffering come our way. And we definitely don't ask for it, and we don't want it. So what does it mean when we experience unwanted, uninvited, undeserved, deep loss in our personal lives, in our work? As a result of this loss, we are confronted with this place of deep unknowing. And I have a song that we can kind of put up. Thank you. There's Pinkalicious. And I'd like to center our time on the Psalms, and particularly Psalms 88, and says, I call to you, Lord, every day. I spread out my hands. Do you show your wonders to the dead? Do their spirits rise up and praise you? Is your love declared in the grave, your faithfulness in destruction? Are your wonders known in the place of darkness, or your righteous deeds in the land of oblivion? Are you inspired yet? Probably not. But the fact of the matter is that 60% of the Psalms are not happy. They're laments, they're about fear, they're about uncertainty, they're about anger, they're about loss. Psalms 88 doesn't have a happy ending. It actually closes with many verses of bemoaning. My friends have turned from me, my bones ache. The last line reads, darkness is my only friend. How's that for cheering someone up? The Psalms are 150 poems that express the raw, inspiring, vulnerable, sometimes brutal experiences of the Israelites' faith. It's the book in the Bible that many of us read when all seems cryptic, unjust, questionable, when suffering bears no rationale. And it's important to note that this is, for me, not just solely an intellectual exercise or an idea that I came up with that I thought was profound to speak about, but for me, it's been a very human and personal narrative. As Kwee said, about a year and a half ago, I woke up with a sore throat. I went to my doctor, and he said he diagnosed me with strep throat and sent me away with a prescription for antibiotics. And for the next 10 days, I found myself growing weaker and weaker. And so I returned to the doctor, and of course, before I had returned to the doctor as a researcher, I used credible resources of Google to search my symptoms, and I want to highly recommend that you not do that. And so I came to my doctor, and of course I had like about 5 diagnoses that I wanted to tell him that were possibilities, and of course he told me I was being neurotic and paranoid, but that he would do the blood work. And so I left the doctor's office. The next day I received a phone call. The doctor said something looked funny about my blood and I needed to see a hematologist. And within a week's time, I was diagnosed with stage 4 Burkitt's lymphoma, about 70% of my bone marrow was infiltrated with cancer. And it's actually the most aggressive form of cancer. It can take over your body in a day. And so I was immediately rushed to the hospital. And without delay, I was, within a week's time, receiving 8 rounds of chemo for the next 8 months in inpatient care. And during one of my first chemo cycles of treatment, my friend Richard, he's a social worker, and he facilitates a lot of workshops. He came into the room, and of course, he always has his pens and his trusty pads. And Richard's a social worker who always has his trusty pens and pads. And so when he entered the room that day, he had a pen and a pad, and I thought it was quite odd that he came in with these things. And Richard entered that room that day, and he was very resolute, and he took out this pen, this Sharpie, and he took out this pad, and I just watched him as he was scrawling something down on the paper. And curiously, I watched as he was doing this, and when he peeled the post-it off, he put it on the wall, and there was this one word on the wall just scrawled. Why? So I stared at this question, and I had these tears streaming down my eyes because I thought to myself, Richard's question stood in direct defiance to the often pat on answers that we give people when they're suffering. And I thought that, you know, his question voiced a prayer that I had been unwilling to edge towards myself. Because the truth is that as humans, yes, Christians, we want to know why. We may not get the answer, but it's anguish-inducing, wanting to know this unknowing that is expressed throughout the Psalms. My God, Why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me, so far from my cries of anguish? Why do you hold back your hand, your right hand? Many people have shared their theology of suffering with me, and some rash and perplexing. God sends crosses to those who can only bear them, Myra. Some theological interpretations, confounding, consider yourself blessed, Myra. It could have been pancreatic cancer.
Thank you for listening today to this 20-minute sample of NACSW's Podcast of the Month featured selection. Just a reminder that you can access the full-length version of this and all NACSW podcasts at no cost by simply becoming a member of NACSW or by ordering a copy of this podcast at a reasonable cost on NACSW's online bookstore. We also hope that you will consider participating in additional NACSW activities and events, including NACSW's upcoming convention in the fall, our quarterly audio conference workshops, which provide CEUs accredited by the Association of Social Work Boards, and our online continuing education program. Also, we invite you to join NACSW's Facebook group or our Facebook fan page. For additional information about these and other NACSW benefits and services, you can go to our website at www.nacsw.org. Thanks again for listening in to our podcast session today.